Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah, we welcome to the podcast. We are controlling all the pipe work today and all the buttons and that. So we really are in charge of the whole thing, aren't we, Barry?
Bear with us, because we don't really know how to operate it.
Yeah.
We might press a button, the telly comes on and the microwave starts.
Yeah, it's very difficult to know nowadays with all the different... buttons around the house. Which
what controls what?
I pressed that button the other day.
Yeah,
and your leg shot up in the air.
Oh my god, it shot right up. I think I must be on some high frequency.
You recently had batteries
put in Margaret's bum, so I can control her fasting for a laugh, can't just for a laugh, before you accuse me of sexism or fartism or
whatever. Did you get that done in Czechoslovakia?
Yeah, I went down Czechoslovakia and...
They'll do that for a right price.
They'll do all sorts, hair transplants, limb transplants, you can have your, turned inside out as by way of a sex change.
Yes.
But they will offer the service. I call it comedy service. It's on the menu. It's under miscellaneous.
Right down in the bottom,
right at the back, and it's comedy ones. Like you can have. You want your wife to blow off,
batteries in it.
You put batteries in her arsenal, in a bum, and you've got a controller, and Raspberry, Silent Violin.
Is it an actual remote control, or is it a converted television remote control?
Look, I didn't want to say
that. Is where the problem is.
Yeah, I hadn't paid the top dollar.
No.
I had friends round for dinner, all sort of quite well to do people. And that bloke's a doctor around our place, an accountant and all that.
Yeah.
Margaret comes in carrying the hors d'oeuvres.
You thought it'd be a right laugh.
I thought we'd right laugh to press. As a big, you as
said,
you say.
You said, Derek, didn't you put a telly on?
That's right, I did. And with that, he pressed it. And of course, you pay for what you pay monkeys, you get peanuts.
Yeah.
What the expression
That's
is.
It.
Anyway, he pressed the button for ITV and she shat herself across the room all the way out the wall. Did I put us off our hors d'oeuvres? That's the worst thing.
Ruin the dinner.
Yeah.
Oh,
and he said, I thought I played...
ITV on?
Yeah, ITV. And I thought he'd pressed Shrill Shriek, which is a type of... he'd pressed Shit Yourself. But I don't know...
I didn't even know that they were there. I don't know why you have to ask... Well, I mean, that is like specific comedy, that, isn't it?
What?
Like... The shit in yourself button. I thought, I don't know why you would have had that put on there.
Mate, you're talking about Czechoslovakia.
Yeah,
their comedy
is... they cut corners.
Yeah, way behind us in terms of comedy. You know, I mean, they're just getting Ben Elton. They don't call him Ben Elton out there.
They call him Benny Hill.
Benny Hilton.
That's what they call
him. They call him out there. They don't know what they get. We think we're very sophisticated with our comedy here.
We're all on knobs and that.
But do you remember that time you bought that remote control? And was it your friend Derek?
Kenny. Yeah.
And what did you rig up? You rigged up something with him.
Well, you know, Kenny's got that hunchback.
Oh, God, that's it. That's right.
You remember?
Yeah, and you stuck some batteries in it.
I put some batteries in the hunchback, right?
That's
in the lump, right?
Yeah, in the lump bit, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And what happens is, when you go down.
I bet they're enjoying you eating those nuts. Yeah,
well, I think so. I'm hungry.
Lovely. He's hungry.
Yeah,
so
I'm hungry. What they do is you put the batteries in the amp, right?
Right.
And then you go into the tube station.
I know, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then when it gets really, really dark down there, what happens is I press a button on his amp.
Right.
Right, and it starts to glow.
It's wonderful.
And so, like, everyone starts to go, hold on a minute, Kenny's amp is glowing.
It's
right?
A talking point, yeah.
It certainly is a talking point, because in the current climate,
yes,
everyone thinks, Christ, that bloke has got a nuclear bomb
in his arm. Oh,
you
Christ.
Know? So it did cause a little bit of a... It was very funny.
Christ.
It was hilarious. It was hilarious. But everyone thought Kenny was about to blow.
Oh, my God.
So I had to say... Sure, don't worry, everyone. Yeah. Don't worry. Right, it's just a device I've had stuck in his hunchback.
Stepping
from
in there.
Czechoslovakia, okay?
Yeah, that's right.
And everyone was okay after I made that announcement. Well, everyone laughed it off, you know?
Well, I had the
same. But it was tuck and go.
What I had with Margaret with his batteries up her anus, as I say. What the problem was?
What did they do?
Oh, them bloody Czechoslovakians!
Well, I
said,
they stopped you at the border. Didn't
they did, and they said, "Look, you know, what have you had done here?" And I said, "I've just had, you know, the basic comedy range."
Yeah.
And they said, "Have you had the specialist treatment?" I said, "I don't know what it is." Anyway, I'll get home. I'll soon find out the specialist problem is. All right. You know, Margaret, she is embarrassed by her wind. She's got wind, we know that.
We do
That's
know
a
that.
Given.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that, and you try to. You're a bit like that, but down the other end. That's an example
of what it's like.
That's
for
right.
Her.
for everyone in the vicinity.
Yeah.
In Watford sometimes. And anyway, I get home and I'm programming in the comedy farting thing.
What, for the dinner party?
For the dinner party.
This should be the...
That's
right.
It.
They're going to be talking about this.
And it was awful because we had a couple of people round, you know, from the Conservative Club. She belongs to the Conservative Club.
Yeah.
They're all round. They're our local MP, Richard Harrington.
Mm-hmm.
They're all round. They're discussing some development or other, and Margaret's trying to be all sophisticated.
Talking to the development, she says, "I know how many bricks they're using, and all that sort of thing."
For a laugh, I get the remote control, which to all intents and purposes is for the telly. I press it, and Margaret is very discreet about her blowing off.
Yeah.
And what are those bloody Czechoslovakians putting it? You have fucked, I have fucked it. I have farted.
Oh, I see.
Stand clear. I have farted.
Like a sat nav.
Sat nav. And she's going, oh, it's embarrassing. And sure enough, it's announcing that she's blown off. She was mortified.
Did she know that you had put this device in her?
No, she didn't know nothing about
it. Did you do it when she was asleep in the hotel?
Yeah, in the hotel. I got a man to come round with some marigolds on.
And the pliers.
And the pliers opened.
This will be funny.
They said this will be funny. And, you know, we like a laugh.
Yeah, no, that's good.
He's opened a bumhole and shoved 3 AAAs up there.
Yeah.
And
along with the actual device that makes it.
And the device itself. And the device itself.
The speaker.
The speaker. Yeah, and I, to be honest, I regret it. It's not nice, is it? You know, it never says vow.
Not as funny as you thought.
No, I don't think when we'd said our vows way back in 1956, it ever said, you know, will you love, cherish each other,
and stick
batteries up a bum and a couple of speakers.
That wasn't part
of the deal.
No. Yeah, but things change. It's very fluid.
It's
fluid, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
What might be right today may not be
right tomorrow. It's simple as that. Tastes change.
You've got, well, that's right.
You know.
You've got to keep the spark alive, isn't it?
How did you do that?
I must say, I do not regret making Kenny's hump glow at all.
No.
I don't regret that at all.
Why is that?
Because it's such a laugh. It's such a laugh, you know, and Kenny found it very funny.
Did he?
Yeah, he did, actually.
Well,
it really brought us close together.
When the SO-19 turned up with their guns, he saw the funny... Oh, he laughed.
He laughed his head off. Because we'd fallen out,
you know.
Yeah, he didn't have the hump. Badly. He didn't have the hump about it. So.
No, he didn't.
Cut that out later.
No, leave it in. Yeah. Leave it in. Go no, on. He didn't. We'd fallen out because, you know that he shot me, didn't you?
Oh, no, I didn't want to bring it up. Yeah. And that was, this was your retribution.
Yeah, and I thought, well, I'll stick some batteries in it.
How did it happen, you know? the shooting?
Well, he got his gun out and said, if you don't give me that bit of chicken, yeah, I'll shoot you.
Were you outside Chicken Cottage?
Yes.
Oh, Christ.
And I thought, he's joking. He's not. He don't mean that.
He don't mean
it. Anyway, I chopped down on this chicken. Sure enough, he put one right on my shoulder.
Christ.
Yeah.
Christ. And
I thought, I'll get you back. I will.
For that.
And when we was in Czechoslovakia, and I was reading through the paper, and it says, if you want to have a right laugh, stick some batteries in your mate's hump.
Yes.
I thought, now's my time. And I took my opportunity. Right. And when he was pissed and he'd fallen asleep on the bog, I got the bloke round and I inserted the batteries and the glowing bit in his hump.
Bloody hell, it was great fun. You know, revenge is a dish best served cold.
Exactly. If it takes me 20, 30 years, you know, I will get my revenge. I'm like one of them Korean movies.
Oh, bloody hell, Have you, what sort of revenge have you had before? I mean, you plan, I've been in your room.
Well, yeah, I've got all them papers on the wall.
If anyone gets to go in his room, he's got bits of string on the wall, papers, and he's got this one attached to that one. He's got little photo fits of people, and everyone who's crossed
in. And it's a little thing that says, who am I going to fuck over next?
Yeah, that's it, and that's on the wall.
Yeah.
I mean, if the police come round...
Oh, they certainly ask... few questions
about that.
Yeah, because there's some pretty big names on that wall.
Well, who's it had done you over and you wanted to get revenge on him? Wasn't Dom Littlewood off of the BBC One show?
He'd done me over.
What did he do?
Well, I lent him a fiver.
Right.
And I said, I want that back, please.
Right.
And he never gave it back to me.
Jesus.
That was 10 years ago.
You see him on the telly, traders.
Exactly. You see him all
these people
the thing is, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? And all that.
Yeah, and all that.
Don't lend him no money. Because you won't get that back off him. Well, now, he claims that... Oh, sorry, mate, I just forgot.
Yes,
but he didn't forget.
And if you go in Angelos's bedroom, there's a big picture of Dom Littlewood... and there's a piece of string...
Bending over.
And
with the string going up his bum.
But that's nothing to do with revenge. No, that's just a mural. You've had some funny bit. Do you remember you had Nick Knowles?
Yeah.
And up a tree with a sausage hanging out of his arsehole.
Yeah,
what was that?
Well, I said, can you commission a piece that will make me happy?
Right, and who done it?
Kenny done it. And I was very happy with that piece.
Oh, God, it's...
You had some great art commissioned.
Oh, God. Well, Kenny, of course, commissioned that lovely one... Who's that chap who does...
Evel Knievel.
Evel Knievel does the jumping over things. It's a mural on my living room wall at home, right? Yeah. And
it's something else.
It's something else. And you know when he jumped her all them buses at Wembley Stadium?
I remember.
And he's in mid-air, right? And
he's got a fart coming out of his ass.
Fart coming out of his ass. And he's laughing about it, but he's caught him just between the two old Wembley Stadium domes.
Oh, yeah.
And guess how he's painted them with a nipple on the head. It's a massive pair of cut of tits.
Now, you can say what you like about Kenny, but the boy knows how to draw an image of Evel Knievel jumping at Wembley.
I said that. And it did take me by surprise. It was so humorous. But that lovely one, do you remember he'd done
you
one?
You got that above the fireplace.
I've got that above the fireplace. It's a talking point.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Yeah, people will want to know who's done that.
Do you remember that one? It was Gloria Honeyford.
Oh, yes, I do remember
and,
that.
And you had that one commissioned. It did kick up a stink.
Well,
didn't it?
It's Gloria Honeyford with a balaclava.
That's it.
Over a bum.
Over a bum.
That's right. Yeah. And she's got a pipe in her mouth. And she's...
Yeah. She's got all smoke coming out of the pipe.
And the
but
brilliant,
at the same time.
At the same time, the hole in the mouth of the balaclava.
He's blowing smoke
smoking
out
of bum
as bum. Well.
It's wonderful. And he calls it the glory hole,
doesn't
he?
That's right.
Gloria Hunterford hole.
Right. That's what he calls it.
Right.
And apparently, yes. Apparently, and this is the interesting part about it.
That's right.
None of it has been doctored by the computer. That's an actual real life image that he captured while she was taking a break off of Campo would take it away.
And
he caught her during lunch.
And she was on Rip Off Britain, wasn't she?
Rip Off Britain.
Rip Off
that's
Britain.
Right, that's it. But and she was Blow Off Britain. She tried to pitch that show for years.
Britain. Silly cow like that.
Oh no.
Blow off Britain, she tried to do.
I said to Gloria, yeah. I said, we're having a cup of tea. I said, Gloria, what is Blow Off Britain? Well, you were there, weren't you?
Well, I was there, and she went in, and the commissioning editor.
And I said, explain to me Blow Off Britain, right? What is.
And
she
went, all right.
Not much of a show.
What it is, I get the glory hole, right. And I blow off out of the balaclava.
Oh.
And he looked non.
That was part one.
And then she says,
yeah. And I said, well, what are you doing part two? She says, well, I go around shopping centres and I get my microphone.
Right.
And I say to people that's doing their shopping. I said, would you just bend over and fart into the microphone?
Right.
And then at the end of it, we just do a competition to see whose is the best fart. And I said, Gloria.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, this is nothing. You can't put that on daytime television.
Oh, she's mad if she thinks they're going to commission that.
I said, I really don't think anyone's going to commission that.
No.
She says, but everyone loves farting.
That's right.
I said, they do love that, but they don't want to hear it over their cornflakes.
She tried to say that to me. We're at Television Centre.
Right.
And she starts all that. Oh, I want to do, you know, Blow Up Britain, you know. And she said, and I said, oh, well, I haven't got time, Gloria. I had to go. I was catching the bus up to Alston.
She wants you to be
she's
in
going to be in. Oh, no, thanks.
Yeah,
you know, I'm like a people pleaser. I
don't
want to upset.
I'll
do any old shit, as has been proven on television. And she goes, she starts dropping her trousers, going, look at my glory hole.
Oh,
look
Christ.
At my glory hole. And that's the first time I saw the balaclava. I couldn't believe it.
No, well, she wears it all the time. That's the problem.
Well, okay, when it's cold, you might
want to
keep
it up
your bum all
that's right. I mean, it's been 30 degrees. She's still got it on.
She's
still got the pipe up there. And I think you don't need to have the pipe.
No,
up.
It's unhygienic apart from anything else.
Yeah, but she thinks it's funny, you know. I says, Gloria, I mean, honestly, I like the fact you're on telly.
Yeah, we all like that, still on telly after all these years.
Oh, I like the show you do, Rip Off Britain.
And that's fine.
But what it is, it's like she's one of them people in a boy band, right, who's gone up to the manager and gone, I want to write my own songs.
And it don't work.
It don't work. You say, look. No one wants to see Blow
I said, I said to her, I said, Gloria, a consumer affairs show starring you, that other old lady, and Angela Rippon, ironically on Rip Off Britain. I said, that's fine. It works.
Yeah, no,
it works.
A great
as a format.
And
that
you can keep going forever.
You can keep going forever. And people write in, and sure, you know, you write some wrongs, and your interest is in consumer
issues. Rights.
However, a show where you wear a balaclava over your bumhole, right, where a fart comes out the glory hole, both ends, and that as far as I can see, seems to be the only format for the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Is frankly, Gloria, not going to work. I don't know anything about television.
I know, and I said the same to her.
Yeah,
but you know, she's got about 10 grand to make a pilot now.
You're joking.
I'm not joking.
Is that European money?
No, it's Dave money. Dave are going to do
Christ,
it.
They'll do anything, won't they?
Yeah, they will do that. They will do that.
Oh, it's... And look, anyone who's coming up to the Edinburgh Festival, the television festival, so we'll happily pitch, might not be with Gloryford's... Gloria
no,
Hull.
Not got Gloria Honeyford Hull.
But we might, you know, we could get someone else to do it. Because we are at the Edinburgh Festival.
Yeah, that's where we are at the moment. That's where you find us.
We're speaking to you from there. We're doing
it's quite a
show.
Funny story, actually, about the... we're doing the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
The Fringe Festival.
And when they found out we was coming up, you know, the bosses of it, the CEO of the Fringe Festival...
Angus McTangus.
Yeah, he wrote us a very strong letter, didn't he?
Oh,
he wrote us a very, very strong letter saying... Oh, you got it there.
I've probably got it here.
This is before we'd even... This is before we'd even come up, right?
We hadn't even arrived,
and this is the letter that arrived through your door, wasn't it?
No, I don't know why I've done that. And it's a dear Angela. God, that's all you hear up, isn't it? No disrespect to our Scottish friends, but what a rack.
What a load of shit.
What a load of shit. Hey, dear Angelus and buddy, I understand that you're coming up to the festival to do the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Now, you are in the Le Monde Hotel. My contacts there tell me, it's written down there, tell me that at some point you're going to be doing a podcast, right, which is now. Of course,
we're doing it now.
We understand from our sources that you very often do a pathetic schoolboy sort of rhyme.
Song.
A song, or some kind of doggerel that involves rhyming couplets.
That's right.
Whilst we, here at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, are very keen to see creativity in all its forms, we must warn you that under our rule, subsection 1.2, paragraph 3, you shall not...
Of the Fringe
of
rules.
Of the Fringe...
Which I didn't know existed.
I didn't know. So says, you, and he says, yes, it does, before you say it, does it? He says, stop interrupting. Okay. He says, you will not be allowed.
Under no circumstances.
What did he say?
He says here. You will not, under any circumstances whatsoever.
No way, sir.
You will not rhyme the word fringe with the word minge.
Now, you knew as well as we did that that was going to happen.
Exactly. It was definitely going to happen. It was definitely going to happen before we received this bloody letter. Right?
I mean, it's the obvious rhyme, isn't it? Fringe.
And minge.
And minge.
But we won't be ruined.
No, you'd be in trouble.
And he says, I have written to my good friend, the CEO of Audible, and just to convey my
displeasure
at the fact that you could possibly rhyme the word minge with fringe. In fact, it was him that wrote to me to warn me of the fact that that might happen. Have you got that letter from the CEO?
Yeah, hold on, there it is. Angus McTangus, it's the CEO of Audible.co.uk. Let me tell you, I've had a lot of trouble from those sons of bitches, those cockamamie son of a guns, Angelus and Barry. You're a couple of twats. I wouldn't trust them not to rhyme fringe with minge if they're going to do a show. And let me
me tell you something, ye son of a bitches, Angelus and Barry. They may say they won't rhyme the word minge with friends, but you gotta get on top of those scop commemoration, you bitches, because they lie all the damn time. Yeah. You're sincerely the CEO of Audubon.
Well done.
Well.
P.S. Oh. If I find out they've rhymed Edinburgh Fringe with Harry Stroke,
any other type
of menge, I'm gonna come and kick their butts. They're a couple of said twats.
And he finishes
he
like that.
He
won't
on
leave
the
us alone, this prick.
I wish he'd stop farting in his letters.
Oh, I do.
It's disgusting that he farts in his letters.
Why does he do
well,
that?
Well, because he blows off when he's writing them, and he thinks, I should tell them that I've blown off. So when he blows off, he'll just write, fart.
That's it. He writes it in brackets. What he needs is that thing I stuck up.
Margaret,
which announces it. Mm. So, do you want? Oh, I'll tell you what. Keep talking. I'll see if I can find some music to rhyme.
Oh, what a good idea!
Yes, because I've got this little thing charging down here.
Yeah. So we are up at the Edinburgh Festival. We're doing a show. I've seen some wonderful things, haven't I, Barry?
You've seen some wonderful things. We saw a play. We won't mention that play.
No, and I went to see some dog's muck. it was mounted on a plinth, wasn't it? In Bristow Square.
Good. It's an installation.
You can say, I stood there and I stared at this muck for about half an hour, wasn't it?
Yes.
Before someone came along and from the council and picked it up and bunged it in a bin.
Yeah.
You know, I thought that was part of the festival. And then she says, no, that's just dog's muck.
Now, look.
I paid someone £5 to look at it.
What I think is lovely
Don
is that
Littlewood.
We've been influenced by a lot of stuff in some wonderful art. And it's really what has allowed us to write a song all day long. We went to the Edinburgh Fringe. It was made crystal clear to us that we couldn't say a word that rhymes with orange. We're not going to say it. We're not going to play it. It's so bloody rude. What do you think? We could be sued.
I heard a song about it.
Yeah,
Remember that one I wrote?
Oh, that was good. Was it about based on the Edinburgh Festival?
It was based on the Edinburgh Festival. My time up here.
Yeah.
I take my time at the Edinburgh Festival has been pretty good.
Yes.
I have walked around with an anorak, with a hood, and seen a load of shit. And some good statues. But that's what you get at the Edinburgh Fringe when you're not looking at some hinge. See what I have?
Well, you know, it's been lovely. But, you know, they've got a point. Because remember we've had this problem before. We wanted to write a song.
Oh.
Do you remember we went to that Fringe?
Nicaragua?
No, yeah, we went to the Island of Lunt.
Oh, God,
and we had terrible trouble writing
the
song.
We weren't allowed to say
front. Do you remember we went to the...
We went to Siberia, to that little town called... Walls, wasn't it?
Walls. There was a festival there. Yeah. What was really awful, do you remember we went out to Chile and we were at the International Arts Festival in Hiss Flaps? Do you remember? We couldn't think of any rhymes, and we wouldn't be allowed to.
No, yeah,
it'd be disrespectful.
No controversial rhymes to be made about.
No. So it's been very hot down in London, we understand. If anyone's down there, I don't know how you're doing. Has it started raining now?
It's started to rain.
You're going to be up here. It rains all the time.
Rain up here, sun up here. I mean, you get like three different sizes.
Yeah, I'm four seasons in one day up here.
Which makes no sense at all.
No, it don't.
It makes no sense at all.
But we've met some lovely friends, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
We've met
Have you brought your Margaret up with you, or is she not going to come?
Yeah, basically, I brought... Margaret Alpin, she has been on the Scottish beer. We went down the Royal Mile, me and my Maggie. She is wearing something for the weather. It makes her look fat and saggy. She's got a bikini on and she wears a balaclava. I said to her, I'd rather you didn't
do that.
Do
neither.
That neither, you
oh,
know.
Oh, yeah, I do.
But
know.
She does.
I do know.
She's got all the Scottish gear,
all the tartan on it. Got that kilt. She don't wear nothing underneath it.
No, she don't. You no, know, I mean, she calls it a Holyrood.
She
calls it a Holyrood, and I say it's bloody,
rude.
Bloody rude.
Yeah.
But what about that? Do you remember that piece you saw?
Oh, yeah.
Was it quite an experimental piece? Was it an arty piece?
Yeah, it was a very arty piece, yeah.
What did it entail?
It entailed, well, I remember that song I wrote about it.
Oh, it was lovely.
It's an arty piece, and I saw a little bit.
Oh, nice.
Oh, of someone's leg. And a little
lovely bit of tip.
Oh, I could not help myself. I wasn't supposed to see it, but I popped backstage afterwards and, well, you know, there it was.
Who could beat it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's it. It's very, I mean, it's very, very arty and sophisticated.
Oh, yeah, no,
and
is,
plus, if you're lucky, you will see a bit of tit every now and then, which is a bonus.
Yeah, and I mean, you might have to pay like 10 quid to see it.
Yeah, oh, let me make it clear, that's not part of the actual Fringe Festival, or indeed the festival we're not allowed to mention.
No,
that's down at a little place. I mean, I went down, do you know that place? Just near Toll Cross. And I went down there and I thought, oh, now there's something I'd like to see. It was a dance of some kind.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, it must be a very exclusive arty clientele. Yeah, there's a big bouncer on the door.
Yeah, all men in black.
And, I think it's Eastern European pole dancing that they done there.
Well, that's an artistic
Very artistic. The curtains opened about 7 and, you know, it was down by about, about 8. We'll cut that out.
No, we won't.
No, it's filthy nonsense.
Oh, good God.
Anyway, how long are we done?
Well, I shall have a look. 29 minutes.
Oh, well, that's bloody perfect.
And you've had your money's worth.
You've had your money's
worth. You've caught up with us.
Right.
We've let you know what's going on.
Well, should we mention it here?
No,
okay.
No,
let's just say something's afoot.
Something's been planned.
We'll be home very soon. We'll be back home in Neasden and Watford. We'll hope to see you soon.
Yeah, we'll see you soon.
Okay.
All right, my angels.
Bye-bye.
This is a Playback Media production. To hear more of this muck, go to angelosandbarry.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.